DW.
The cruise ship industry is booming. In just 8 years' time, about 500 more floating hotels will be travelling across our oceans. 25 new ships are expected to make their maiden voyage this year alone. And the ships have been getting bigger and bigger in recent years. The impacts are particularly being felt in Italy, says Francesco Di Maio, the head of the port of Civitavecchia.
Last year, in 2018, we had around 12 million cruise ship passengers. Of those, about 25% come to Civitavecchia.
That makes the port of Civitavecchia, located just northwest of Rome, the largest cruise hub in Italy by far. Di Maio also expects annual growth of 5 to 10% in the coming years. Even now, there are sometimes as many as 8 cruise ships docked in the harbour. That means 30,000 passengers and 8,000 crew members at a time. The city itself only has about 50,000 residents. That doesn't mean that Civitavecchia receives a massive rush of visitors, though. Most tourists drive straight from here to Rome, says city councillor Dario Mendito.
Only a small percentage of the people who arrive here come to the city centre and support the local economy. The stream of tourists essentially just flows through here without anyone staying behind.
But from an ecological point of view, a different picture emerges.
A few years ago, a study was published stating that around 50% of the city's pollution comes from the port.
A lot of this has to do with cruise ships, which burn dirty fossil fuels during laytime to meet their high electricity needs. Proponents of the cruise ship industry say it's simply the price to be paid for all the jobs that it brings to Italy. Nationwide, some 4,000 people are employed by the cruise ship industry. The big ships bring work. But Dario Mendito isn't convinced.
Clearly, the ships create jobs, but it's still not enough considering the environmental impact. I don't think it's worth it.
Anna Gerometta, who's part of a citizens' initiative for cleaner air in Italian cities, agrees. The biggest problem areas are the port cities, where there are a particularly large number of cruise ships. She reckons this is because it's such an affordable form of tourism.
Usually it's also cheap tourism. These trips cost very little, and tourists often have no money to spend on the mainland.
In order to keep tour prices low, many shipping companies use extremely low-quality fuels, which harm both the residents of port cities and the environment.
A team of epidemiologists carried out a study in Civitavecchia, which revealed that those living no more than 500 meters away from the port are 31% more likely to suffer from lung tumors. The statistics for those who die from neurological diseases is even higher, at 51%. It's such a big increase because the fuels they are using are very dirty.
But as far as Harbour Chief Di Maio is concerned, Civitavecchia is in the clear. According to measurements, the city is within the safety limits of the European Union.
There's no danger in the harbour right now, but that doesn't mean we can relax. We are very committed as a port authority to promoting environmentally friendly technology.
For example, a ferry has recently been operating between Barcelona and Civitavecchia, which only runs on low battery power when it's in port. Eco-friendly cruise ships could also be rewarded with cheaper rates.
The shipping company and the ship owners can be offered a reduction in the tariffs that they must pay for their waste when they enter the harbour. The tariff is reduced, for example, when they use electricity or liquefied natural gas.
Liquefied natural gas, or LNG, is increasingly being offered to shipping companies as an environmentally friendly alternative.
This is great for us, of course, because finally we're seeing development that is also environmentally friendly.
LNG produces
99% less particulate matter and a quarter less CO2. Compared with the heavy fuel oil which is still widely used today, this is a big step forward. But environmentalists like Anna Gerometta aren't so pleased with this development. She believes it would be much better to run the old ships using clean diesel and filters, while also ensuring that the port facilities are electrified so that the ship's engines don't have to keep running while they're docked. Anna thinks continuing to use fossil fuels, even those claimed to be more environmentally friendly, is the wrong path.
Del quale poi non ci libereremo così facilmente.
These ships are in operation for 30 to 40 years. If we really want to stop using fossil fuels, we need to start relying on electric propulsion, solar power and hydrogen.
Sul sole, sull'idrogeno.
But most cruise ships in the Mediterranean are still a long way from that. They will face tougher restrictions from next year. However, these will still be significantly more lenient than in most parts of Northern Europe. DW.